This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
That's a very good sign. It's a guy talking about the economy. Cruel to be kind in the right measure. It's a very good sign. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I don't know why that song popped into my head, but, oh, it's cruel to be kind. That was what that was, right? I thought it was a good sign. I thought it was something about the sign. I never listened to the lyrics growing up. What can I tell you? That was what an economist said of Trump's economy and the week that he had. He says, we also had good, healthy consumer spending numbers. Another really good indicator. This V-shaped recovery continues to improve. It is indeed a V-shaped recovery. If you go look at the stock market and go back a year, you don't have to go back a year. You can go back 6 months. Around the late February, mid-May time frame, you had a sharp decline in almost all the stocks, and it's almost back for every one of them. The market is over 26,000. It dipped from 29,000 plus down to less than 20,000. It is now well over. It's regained well over 6,000 of its points, probably more than that, and it's only 2,000 away from its previous highs. All this while we're still suffering from the Wu Flu pandemic, and Democrats are still shutting down governors. Democrat governors and mayors are still playing the game. So let me put this another way. Take out California. Take out Illinois. Take out Michigan, where all these big city, whether it's Lightfoot, or the governor of Illinois, or it's Whitmer, who's the governor of Michigan, or it's Cuomo, or it's Garcetti in L.A., the mayor of L.A., and Gavin Newsom. Take out these huge economies. California would be, I think, the sixth largest economy in the world if it stood on its own. Take them out. And Donald Trump has still rebuilt the American economy, losing major pieces of his economy. New York and L.A., two crown jewels. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I want you to consider what happens when those economies are forced to just go, okay, we give, everybody go back to work, we admit this was a Chinese Wu Flu pandemic that did not work against Donald Trump. So now I got to let you go back to work. And their economies start coming back. But they have now the realization of everybody that's gotten ahead of them. And they want a place to blame. They got to place it somewhere. It's not going to be with Trump. Trump's going, get these kids back to school. Let these parents get back to work. Let's get back to normal. Let's get back to the nation's business. And you know what these governors and mayors, these leftist governors and mayors are saying? I don't care about your family fortune. I don't care about your business. How many people are going to be angry, upset, mad? I watched the interview of a guy. He says, I lost a business I've been running for a decade, because I can't go back to work, can't bring my employees back. My business got scuttled over, because he runs a business on eBay, sells hats. You've probably seen the video circulating. He was walking through, showing his inventory, how he does things, the people that, would normally be working, and he goes, it's quiet. It's quiet here. Nothing for us to do. They shut us down. They've ruined the economy to where people no longer want my product. I can't blame, the businesses that are not setting themselves up to be, not immune, but, somewhat immune to the pressures of business. Shame on them. But he had a thriving business until this Chinese Wu Flu, and there are many others. A guy has a restaurant, right? It's not his fault. He sells food. Come in to my restaurant. Nope, you can't go in. I shut you down. He's, there's no protection for him. I mean, he could, well, we're going to have a catering service, or we're still going to have people come in and do this or that. If you're shut down, you're shut down. Ruining people, scuttling it. But Stephen Moore, member of the White House's Economic Task Force, optimistic about the country's economy, says it will rebound by the end of the year. Let me tell you something. This economy will rebound. Have your money in the stock market on November the 3rd. Because when Trump, on the 4th, when Donald Trump accepts re-election, the stock market is going to surge probably 1,000 points that day. That's what I'm going to make you the bet. It'll surge 1,000 points. The Commerce Department is reported that retail sales in June were up 7.5%, surpassing expectations of around a 5% increase. That's what they thought in May. It would only go up 5%. It beat it by 50%. It's one thing, you know, when you're doing a forecast and you're off by, you know, 3, 4, 5%. You give yourself some wiggle room, 10 points at the max. If you're doing a project for your home and you say, yeah, I think it's going to cost me $100,000. You know what the contract will tell you? You probably ought to put a contingency of 10 to 20,000. 10 to 20%, right? These economists hardly ever get anything right about Trump. He's going to lose 12 million jobs in May. Oh, wait a minute. We gained 2.5 million. Well, it won't be that good in June. Yeah, we gained 4.8 million. They never get it right. I don't know. Where do these people get degrees at? I would like to get one of those degrees where I get to guess so wrong. Would you, can you imagine this guy being your doctor? These economists that are predicting stuff? Yeah, I think we're in the right area of the brain. We've narrowed it down to, I don't know, within 6 inches. It's insane. In addition, restaurants and bars, an industry that's been devastated by the pandemic, saw a 20% increase in sales in June, as well as states began to loosen their coronavirus restrictions. Well, what do you think is going to happen when these restaurants reopen? People can come out freely and no longer are sneaking down. It's like an underground right now, an underground business to be out. The people are, you know, like, hey, can you cook me some food on the sly, Jim? Yeah, come on in, sneak in the back door. It's insane. An intentional attempt to ruin America because they don't like the guy in the White House. But it's not going to work. It ain't going to work. We got a ton to talk about, folks. I want to go into fundraising. There's some corruption in Illinois. We'll talk about that. How much sanitization or sanitizing can you do? That's one thing. What about Biden's VP? Should we talk about that? New evidence against the FBI? Holy moly, we got a ton.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Donald Trump gets good news across the board. The economy's doing well. He's closing the gap on Joe Biden. Other senators are supposedly closing the gap. I saw a thing that said that McSally is closing the gap on Mark Kelly in Arizona. So we're closing the gap. They want us to believe that there is a gap. And I think there is a gap. The gap is Donald Trump's gap between him and Biden. He's got a significant gap. Because most of us still don't want to tell what our affiliation is. I was so tempted. I was thinking about this polling stuff. I was so tempted. Somebody, I forget who it was. And I think it was a Biden poll. And they wanted to know, like, who you were going to vote for. I was so tempted to put Biden. I don't know how you feel about this. I was so tempted. And you know what? I couldn't do it. I couldn't. I was like, I can't do this. Even though it would be great because it'll throw him off. It was like, ugh. I just couldn't force myself. I wonder if that, what would be, would you do it? You know, if somebody calls and says, hey, well, who do you favor more, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? And you're a staunch Trump. There's nothing that's going to change it. It's almost like I felt like I was putting bad karma out there. But I think I'm going to start putting Biden. I want them to believe he's ahead. And I'm thinking maybe many of you have done it. If you've done that, contact me. I'm really curious. 844-551-8255 or just send me a note at thekevinjacksonshow.com. Have you done that? Have you said, you know what, I'm going to tell them that I'm for Biden when I'm not. I want to go into fundraising a little bit because they said the Senate Republican campaign arm posted record-breaking fundraising totals for both the second quarter as well as for June as the party pushes to retain its majority in the upper chamber amid, here's what I love, plummeting poll numbers for President Trump and a cash infusion for Democrat Senate candidates. So misleading on so many levels. Plummeting Trump approval. Okay, fine. If you believe that, I've got polls that show Donald Trump well into the 90% of Republicans who favor him. I think it is closer to 95, 96%, but call it 90. 10% don't. Joe Biden, I guarantee you there are polls, if they took them, that said, what is your support of a Democrat, as a Democrat, if you are still a Democrat and an idiot, what is your support of idiot Joey Fingers Biden, Captain Demento? And they should ask it just like that. Because you know what it would be? Biden would be lucky to have 60% of the people who support him in the Democrats. He can't solidify the base. If black people were to give you true numbers, I think Biden would be hard-pressed to get 80% of the black vote. It's probably closer to 75, if that. And don't ask me how excited they are for him. So, it's very strange. But anyway, so they call it the NRSC, announced it had raised $35.6 million in the three-month period from April 1st to June 30th, including $14 million that they raised in June. And they've got $30.5 million in the bank. And they said the totals are the most raised for both the second quarter and for June in committee history and eclipsed totals for its Democrat counterpart. The Democrat senatorial campaign raised $34 million in the second quarter and $13.6 million in June and supposedly has $37.7 million cash on hand. So they got a little more cash on hand. They did a little less fundraising than they did before. And, you can't complain about the numbers. At some point, you have to know that the numbers are going to even out. You know, that the Democrats are going to try to fight back. And because it's not Biden, they're getting better numbers than probably normal. Even though the last FEC report, Biden did well because he's now it. So the Democrats are now desperate. They got to win. So they said, you got to, pull out all the stop, whatever. Pull out all the tricks. I'm looking for a word that should be an easy word. You know that thing. They said, and this is where the story gets kind of interesting. While the NRSC held the financial edge, its candidates have not followed suit as the vast majority were outraised handily by their Democratic opponents. In 13 of the 15 competitive races, Democrats outraised GOP incumbents and candidates, with Democrats adding $102 million during the second quarter compared to $70 for the Republicans. So what they want you to believe is that because the Democrats are outraising the Senate candidates in these areas, the GOP Senate candidates are in trouble. And there are going to be some tight races, Murkowski and others, and I'll get into that in just a second. So they think it's about money. You think it's about money. Now, I'm watching this thing very closely. Maybe not as close as the people in the races themselves, but I'm watching it very closely. And here's what I'll tell you. It's not about money. It's a very simple thing. Either you are pro-Trump or you're not. If Martha McSally, the closer she gets herself to Trump, the more likely she is to win. If she doesn't, she loses. And I can tell you, Martha McSally in Arizona, senator and Senate candidate in Arizona, she is nuzzling up to the president as close as you can. I'm not making excuses, folks, but I don't think these are money races. You got to have enough money to run a competitive race. I think it's very simple. You tie yourself to Trump, you'll be okay. And I'll give you a good example. They say the big toss-up states are going to be Susan Collins, who's a pseudo-Republican in Maine, and Tom Tillis. And I don't know much about Tillis, but I will make you a bet that I know Susan Collins is so, you know, she's considered a rhino, not working with Trump. That's her fundraising problem. Her problem is Trump doesn't back her. She feels like she doesn't need him in Maine because of the temperature of the water up there for him, and she's not going to raise money. If people knew, think about this way. You know Susan Collins is in a tight race. You want to maintain that seat. But if it's not a seat that's really yours to begin with, then why do you maintain it? So Republicans across the nation are not fighting for her. They don't see her as she's a champion for our causes. The same might be true of Tom Tillis. I don't know enough about him, but maybe you guys do. So you could tell me. But I would suspect that. What you're noticing is when Trump says, I'm for you, like McSally, he will do another rally in Arizona for McSally. Her commercials are anti-China. They tie Mark Kelly to China. They are in lockstep with what the president is doing. The NRSC is running these commercials for McSally. I've seen them myself. So that's the issue. And the question you got to ask yourself in terms of us holding the Senate is, do you believe in Trump's message or do you not? I'm not going to try to persuade you any more than I already have. But if you think that people are not going to be for law and order and making sure that Trump can get his agenda done, I beg to differ. I think America is saying, finally, we have a champion that's willing to fight for us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the wearing mask versus not wearing a mask debate continues across the country, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump has always been consistent regarding masks during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
The president's always been consistent on this, that masks, according to the CDC, are recommended but not required. He has said that he would wear one in the case he couldn't appropriately socially distance.
The Justice Department is indicting two Chinese hackers.
The campaign targeted intellectual property and confidential business information held by the private sector, including COVID-19-related treatment testing, and vaccines.
Speaking at a briefing, Assistant AG for National Security John Diemer says China is proving itself to be a safe haven for those who want to commit cyber crimes. The Justice Department says many companies were targeted. USA Radio News. As the coronavirus pandemic continues, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he may have to shut down his state if folks don't practice social distancing and wear masks. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says shutting down the economy and state once again would cause a huge problem.
There are real costs to a draconian extended shutdown, and you never heard the other side of the health equation. You never heard that mammograms were down by 87% and colonoscopies down by 90% and drug overdoses going up month after month through the lockdown. So it was the right decision to make. The president saved 3 to 4 million lives, but it's important to note the other side of the health equation about what extended lockdowns do to the American people.
This comes days after Fauci told PBS that even though the state of New York suffered the most casualties and failed to adequately protect folks in nursing homes, Governor Andrew Cuomo battled the coronavirus correctly. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've been wanting to talk about this for a few days, and you know, circumstances are we haven't done it because I covered a lot of Glenn Lowry and his article, an interview that he had, because I'm a real fan of his. In fact, we're going to be doing some work together. But and I think that covering this issue of race is very important, but there are other issues out there, and one of them has to do with the SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Kevin Jackson, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Now, I smelled a rat. Call me a skeptic. But I knew that Team RGB, that would be Ruth Bader Ginsburg, leftists, the media, and the Democrats in general, had lied about her recent hospital stay. The minute I saw the story, my LIDAR went off, and I went, there's something fishy about this. Something fishy. Oh, she's gone in because there's a potential infection that we want to look at, and we've given her a routine set of antibiotics, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, man, at 87 years old, when you take somebody to the hospital, there's nothing routine. Even at 30 years old, they make you sign a document that says you do realize that things could happen to you while you're under or while you're here. Yes, I do. You sign it. Because they want to play CYA, cover their butts, because you just never know. Well, at 87, I'm going to tell you, they might make you sign 4 documents in triplicate. So they issued a statement. It turns out that Ginsburg indeed was in the hospital for a much more serious reason. And here's what she wrote. For immediate release. This was July 17th, so I apologize. It's older, but I told you guys. It was old. We wanted to cover it. On May 19, I began a course of chemotherapy, gemcitabine, to treat a recurrence of cancer. A periodic scan in February. This is how long they've known about this. Followed by a biopsy, revealed lesions on my liver. My recent hospitalizations to remove gallstones and treat an infection were unrelated to this recurrence. So they used the lesser of the things to not tell us about the bigger piece. Then she goes on. Immunotherapy first essayed proved unsuccessful. The chemotherapy course, however, is yielding positive results. Satisfied that my treatment course is now clear, I'm providing this information. In other words, I didn't want to alarm you that I could die and shouldn't be on the job. But now that I'm satisfied at 87 and undergoing chemotherapy, if you understand chemotherapy, it's radical. They inject chemicals in you that goes and fights cancer. Well, guess what? I know it's sophisticated, but it can do some damage. I have a friend, she took chemo. And she's super sensitive now to touch. You know, like everything feels like it's on fire. She was telling me this. I was like, you got to be kidding. You know, and I say a friend. She's an acquaintance, somebody I've met through, you know, like Facebook or whatever. And, you know, you keep in touch. Hey, how you doing? Oh, I got cancer. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Wow. You know, and then you keep the dialogue going. Well, she wrote me a note and I said, how's your chemo? You know, something like that, because I see the thread. And she says, oh, well, it's radical. And she explained it. And I was like, I had no idea. But she says, everything I touch feels like fire. She goes, my husband, she has a daughter, I think they have a daughter, says my husband can't even like, you know, like hug her because she's like, oh, like she's burning. I was like, how's that going to work out in a relationship? You know, chemo's not for the faint of heart. One of my buddies got prostate cancer. He wanted to do chemo. He goes, oh, heck to the no. No. And he went out and he did research, found the best prostate cancer place. And they, I don't know what they did, but they did not do chemo, you know, because he's like, that chemo is radical. But here's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now I can provide information on my chemo at 87. My most recent scan on July the 7th indicated significant reduction of the liver lesions. Yeah. She says, and no new disease. So she still got the disease, it's been reduced, and there's no new disease. I am tolerating chemotherapy well and encouraged by the success of my current treatment. I will continue biweekly chemotherapy to keep my cancer at bay and am able to maintain an active daily routine. Okay. Throughout, I have kept up my opinion writing and all other court work. So she's rationalizing that, look, I'm on the job, baby. I'm 87, but I'm kicking cancer's butt. These infections that I have with my getting my gallbladder removed and all this other stuff, don't you sweat it. I got the body of a 40-year-old. Because Ruth Bader Ginsburg wants to convince us that she's good for the job. And I was like, look, guys, I don't know. Look, I get it. They're up for life. They're there for life. We just had a justice retire, right? Didn't we? We had one that didn't die. It's unusual. And there are some that I want to stay until the last minute. Clarence Thomas is one of them. Alito, stay as long as you want, fellas. But, you know, and I even joking, I'm saying that because there comes a point where diminished capacity is such that you need to say, look, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I will. Because I know it's a roll of the dice. You could get a Joe Biden picking your Supreme Court justices. That's not going to happen. Or a Hillary Clinton, which didn't happen. And I told you guys it wouldn't. But you got to let nature take its course here. But anyway, so Ginsburg finishes by saying, I've often said I would remain a member of the court as long as I can do the job full steam. I remain fully able to do that. That is just a blatant lie. That's just a blatant lie. 87 years old, you got a lot less steam in the boiler room than you did in your 50s. Now, I'm not telling you she needs to retire in her 60s or even in her 70s. But in your 80s, when you got cancer, you got better stuff to do. They already made a movie about you. You get out of there. Periodic scan followed by a biopsy revealed lesions on her liver. Treatment of immunotherapy was unsuccessful, but supposedly chemotherapy is yielding positive results. She claims that on a recent scan, she got a significant reduction in the liver lesions and no new disease. I have a question, a couple questions for you. You good? You ready? You guys ready? All right. How many 80-something-year-old people do you know who are, one, working, and two, working a job where life and death can lie in the balance? Here's a third. And who have debilitating ailments? I would go. Just go. Okay. Three criteria. One, over 80 years old and working. Two, in a job where life and death, doctor, you know, whatever, a lawyer, tell me. And they've got cancer. Go. 844-551-8255 at Kevin Jackson TBS if you're on Twitter. Get a hold of me on Facebook. Get a hold of me by email, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Just send me. How many do you know? I don't have any. I'm curious. I don't have an answer. I'm just curious. Well, here, I'll tell you who I know of anecdotally, because I may know one. It would be Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Holy Mother of Mary, are there any non-irradiated original parts left on this woman's body? What else needs to happen before Ruth Bader Ginsburg goes, you know what, I'm done? And here's the thing. If she said, if RBG announced her retirement today, well, trust me, Democrats are already panicked. They're already panicked because they're thinking to themselves, she's not lasting another 4 years. I will tell you, Donald Trump will be replacing RBG in the next 4 years. She's out of here. And if you don't want it to happen like it is right now, where, you know, Donald Trump's in the last year of his first term, last few months, rather, of his first term. So the leftists are going to be, well, we can't do anything right now because, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, we just have to wait and see what the results of the election are. We did it with under Obama, because luckily we controlled the Senate at that time, or else we would have, I forget the guy's name. I hate when that happens, don't you? When you almost get something, but you can't get it. If you think Democrats plotted to dump Trump in 2016, they would go insane. Ginsburg is toast. Yeah. She's been admitted to the hospital now so many times, it's pathetic. Anyway, I love this part when they talked about it earlier. Possible infection. Routine, in fact. A fake news story to throw the public off. Resting comfortably, they told us. She's going to stay in the hospital a few days, receive some intravenous antibiotic treatment. That's what they said when they put her in there the first time. And you know what it was? It was cancer. And now she's going through chemo. Short break, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here.
Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
So, this other story that I've been wanting to cover has to do with Ghislaine Maxwell. You know, she's got these, supposedly, she's got tapes on some people. Ghislaine Maxwell, she was Epstein's pimp, is what they call her. And on July the 14th, she was supposed to testify. That was the rumor. And then there's another rumor that she had tapes on these two congressmen who apparently were in some compromising videos with minors. I'll leave it at that. Now, if a couple of congressmen announce their retirements soon, well, it might give us a clue. You know, specifically, well, I'm just leaving because I want to spend more time with my family, or I've had some issues occur, this, that, and the other, or, you know what, due to coronavirus, I don't know what the excuses are going to be, but it might be a hint. Here's what I would suspect. There are some Democrats or possibly independents, some Republicans turned independent, who might be a little bit worried But here's what I will tell you. I don't believe there's any Republican congressmen who are worried. I don't believe the President of the United States is worried. Yeah. I guarantee you, Trump is not on any of Ghislaine Maxwell's tapes. The more we learn about this story, the more intrigued I get. And I don't know. I think I predict in the future we're going to do a lot of discussion around this because she's already had this. She's already appeared. She's testified. And we've heard nothing. No leaks. No. Maybe you guys know more than I do. I haven't followed it because I wanted to cover this story the day. It was 2 days before she was going to testify is when I think you guys got me this stuff, right? She was testifying on July the 14th. We're well beyond that. And I've heard nothing. Very little. They said that Maxwell tried to flee when the FBI picked her up, that she was ready to escape. She was ready to flee, and she had her cell phones wrapped in tinfoil. And they call us the tinfoil hat people. Look at those conspiracy conservatives over there. Yeah, she was... had wrapped her phone, ready to get out of town. They then moved her to witness protection. Why would you need to do this? I mean, I'm curious. Here's a woman that was, it's like the madam. Remember the madam in New York or whatever that got old Elliot Spitzer? Yeah. She had black book on everybody. I don't think they put her under witness protection. And she's out and about. I don't know if she's selling books or whatever, but she's probably doing okay for herself. But Ghislaine Maxwell had to move her. Yeah. Unbelievable. So here's the story about the two politicians. In an exclusive interview with The Sun, ex-criminal pseudonym William Steele, turned writer, tells how he was shown footage involving two high-profile U.S. politicians doing unlawful things with minors, and two high society figures having a threesome with an underage girl. Steele, who is not being paid for the interview, also branded Maxwell, 58, who was arrested last week in connection with trafficking young girls, as a wild nymphomaniac who would try anything and everything in bed. He says, I was forced to watch their videos because they were trying to impress me. They wanted to convince me of their power and who they held in their grip. They boasted of owning powerful people. Ghislaine was more into showing me this stuff than Jeff, the guy says. When you're in a situation like that, you have to pretend to be non-judgmental. But it was shocking. I want to harken back to Justin Amash, the former Republican who is no longer serving. And I'm telling you, when we had this story July the 2nd or 3rd, whenever, it was a couple days before, no, 12th, give or take, a couple days before the date she was supposed to testify. And I was thinking about it. I said, well, we may know who these congressmen are because they will probably quit. And Justin Amash, who supposedly was going to go make a presidential run, he left the GOP. I think he went to be a Democrat, but they wouldn't accept him either. Then he became an independent, and he abruptly quits. I don't know. You tell me. I'm not impugning anybody. I'm not saying, oh, he's guilty or whatever. I'm just telling you, when that came out, I said, watch to see who abruptly quits without a real explanation. They said, and I'm remembering the story from Amish, they said he just stopped fundraising and hadn't had a fundraiser in whatever length of time. That's completely unusual for congressmen. No fundraiser. Didn't announce he was going to run. The independent ticket said, we'll back you. We'll get you funding. We'll figure it out. No, I think I'm just done. Is this related? Don't know. Just putting it out there for you. But there's a whole, you know, look, I'm not moralizing. I don't care what people do in their bedrooms. I don't care if you got five wives and multiple partners. I don't really care. It's none of my business. Do your thing, man. If it's making you happy and it's not harming anybody else, I don't care. But if it's involving minors, and if you're using it to blackmail politicians, yeah, I got to get involved there. Got to get involved. And I do believe this is, I believe this is political currency that somebody went, you know what? You can go after money. You can try to dazzle these people with gifts. But when you get them, when you have them like this, where their political careers are in, their political careers, that was kind of a Floridian slip, right? Their political careers are in your hands. You've got them. And I believe there is an industry for this. And I believe Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell excelled at it. I believe that they have people from all over the world who they could get in trouble. Outside of the Middle Easterners, who most people believe are all, you know, just crazy in that regard anyway. But the regular folks, what was that movie? I think it was where Jason Statham, they find out that the princess is into, you know, multiple guys, being with multiple guys, and they have pictures of it. And it's in a safe deposit box. And that's what the crown wants to get back at any cost. And, of course, all the politicians are in their dog collars and getting beaten by dominatrix and things like this. That was all the other stuff that was in there, too. And it was a lady like Ghislaine Maxwell who had a place, and she would film these guys, these members of the House of Commons or, members of Parliament. She'd film them. And she also had those pictures, or somebody else had those pictures. This is what this sounds suspiciously like. There's a, let's go back to this Justin Amash thing. So it says, he briefly considered running for president earlier this year, doesn't intend to seek re-election. He hasn't been campaigning for any office and doesn't plan to seek the nomination for any office, it said his advisor Poppy Nelson. Amash, a five-term congressman and outspoken critic of President Trump, left the Republican Party last year, became an independent, joined the Libertarian Party in April. First Libertarian in Congress, well, by default, because he wasn't going to get elected as a Libertarian by himself. So, what a rare move, right? Immediate cause for speculation, and I don't know anything about this guy personally, so everything I say is conjecture. But I am aware of the couple of congressmen who supposedly hung out with Epstein. I don't know who they are, but this is not like it's a surprise. Bill Clinton hung out with Epstein. If he had a president, you know he could easily get congressman. Now, here's the thing. How do you go from potentially running for president to quitting politics? And Amash stopped campaigning for Congress 2 months ago. Or not 2 months, months ago. Now, I'm not going to go back and look at the timeline. But something spooked Amash. And then you add to it the latest intrigue. I don't know if you guys saw this. This judge who was going to take over the Ghislaine Maxwell case, a FedEx driver, or guy dressed as a FedEx driver, goes into the home, shoots her husband, kills her son. She's hiding in the basement. And she just got assigned this case. I don't know what this all means, but I believe we will be talking about this case for some time because something is afoot. We'll figure it out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.